Hello and welcome to another podcast from MPS. I'm at the MPS GP conference in London talking to Dr. Sanjeev Ahluwalia. He has just given a presentation on the internet and doctor and patient interaction. So, Dr. Ahluwalia, what research have you conducted in this field?
I've been involved in two qualitative research studies looking at the impact of the internet on the doctor-patient interaction. These studies have involved semi-structured interviews of general practitioners and patients and their experiences of internet information being used within the doctor-patient consultation.
Based on this research, what do GPs think when they are faced with internet-informed patients?
The general response to internet information is, as expected, mixed. Some GPs are very positive about the information and others are more negative. When GPs are faced with this information in the consultation itself, there is a sense of anxiety that rises up from amongst the GPs. However, most GPs actually manage to contain their anxiety quite well and use well-honed consultation techniques to overcome those feelings and allow the consultation to progress towards a positive and useful outcome for both themselves and their patients.
Can you describe some of the positive and negative experiences of the patients who brought information to their GP?
The patients in one of our studies were effusive about the positive experiences that they had with their GPs. They described their GPs as giving them respect, that they described good communication skills, an acknowledgement of the hard work that was being done by the patient, and engaged with the internet information in a constructive and positive manner. GPs also provided lots of answers and negotiated treatments that were appropriate for the patients. On the other side, few patients described negative experiences of their consultations with their GPs. They described a lack of acknowledgement of the information that they had brought to the consultation, a lack of respect for the patient or the information by, for example, binning the printout in a bin, typing whilst the patient was talking about the internet information, laughter or sighs at the internet information. One patient described eye rolling when the patient introduced information from the internet into the consultation. Some GPs, unfortunately, also demonstrated an arrogance or a doctor knows best response to make the patient feel patronized. Another example that the patients described was the doctor feeling challenged or even undermined by the patient bringing internet information into the consultation.
How should GPs respond to these situations?
The first thing to say is that the internet is here to stay and patients are going to carry on using it. So GPs shouldn't panic. They already have all the skills they need to be able to deal with internet information in the consultation. GPs need to remember that patients want to work with them. Patients trust their general practitioner far more than they trust the internet, and that they want the GP's opinion. However, they do expect the general practitioner to take the information seriously. So GPs, I think, need to take a deep breath, welcome the patient's effort to engage in self-care, acknowledge the information, find out what the patient wants and hopes, and negotiate the best way to manage the information within the context of the GP-patient interaction.
What do patients want when they bring information to their GP?
When patients bring information from the internet to their GP, they're looking for a number of different things. One is to be taken seriously. The second is they're looking for the general practitioner's professional opinion about the relevance of the information to them personally, the quality of the information, its significance and importance to their particular needs. And thirdly, they want the GP to be honest about their own knowledge and limitations, and that the GP is prepared to read the information and understand it a little bit better.
How can GPs utilise the internet in the future?
From the studies that we have done, it is clear that GPs are already using the internet in a number of different ways. Apart from using the internet for their own learning needs and looking up conditions and diseases, GPs are also directing patients to trusted websites where patients can get information that the GP regards as being useful and relevant to that individual's needs. So I think that we will see a lot more of that happening. In the future, there is a need to understand why GPs choose particular kinds of websites and how they choose to do that. And I think that's an area for future research.
Thank you. That was Dr. Ahluwalia talking from the MPS GP Conference in London. Thank you for listening to another podcast brought to you by MPS.